Hey, you ready, Freddy?
Are you ready, Freddy? Yes, I am, Nick. Wow, I don't like you holding the book.
Would you rather someone burp in your mouth or fart in your mouth?
Burp.
I mean, really?
You'll get pink eye. If someone farts in your mouth, that's going
I'm
back.
Not, no, I'm not talking open cheek. I'm talking through the pants.
Through the pants.
I'm not talking somebody's bungholes on your lips.
What about the burp? Are they mouth to mouth?
Basically.
So there's no pants covering
them?
Well,
I mean, your lips aren't touching.
No.
What? What was that?
It depends. Okay, who's burping in my mouth? Who's burping? Who's farting? Is the same person?
Yeah.
Is it you?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
I don't know, the first person that came to my mind.
I don't want to throw shots at Antonio, but like, bro, I don't.
Nah, just post game.
Okay, well, that doesn't help, bro. If we're going post game, then I guess it's going burp, bro. You're in a sweaty bumhole.
You gotta go burp.
Think about it.
All right, Seth Rogen.
After a shower.
A clean Seth Rogen.
Clean Seth Rogen. I'm going fart with Seth
fart.
Rogen. Fart. Yeah. I feel like he would. I feel like. I don't have a reason why, but I feel like his smart farts would, like. It kind of tastes good. Not like, okay, I was, Nick, they're farts. Like, farts aren't great.
Zach Galifianakis.
And burp. No, sorry, Zach. I'm sorry, Zach.
Are you just envisioning, it's like, coffee breath?
With Zach.
Are you?
No.
Mint.
No.
He's a mint, he's an icebreaker.
He's not a minty guy.
He's not, is he chew gum?
No, I'm thinking, like, tacos. Like, but, like, not, like, chorizo tacos.
Would you rather have someone burp into your mouth or fart into your mouth after 6 hot dogs? Chili dogs.
Because that affects
chili,
that affects
chili cheese.
Farts.
Chili cheese dogs.
There's not many foods that affect both your burp and your farts, but a chili cheese hot dog with extra cheese will do the trick.
Yeah.
But you know how, like...
Chili cheese hot dog in your mouth? Burping or farting?
Burping. But...
You burped a monster after you ate a Wawa Chicken Caesar wrap. Almost threw up. I couldn't even stand there.
Really? So you'd rather have me fart in your mouth?
You?
Yeah, me, bro. Who you? What do you? Yeah, what's your answer for me?
Post Buffalo Chicken Wrap?
Post Caesar Chicken Wrap.
Fart.
Because I'm over burp?
Yeah.
Okay. What if there was some residue?
Sorry?
Downstairs.
No, like, post shower.
Yeah, around the
post
corner.
Post shower,
but I missed a spot.
You didn't. And plus, it's through the pants. I already told you. You're not putting your cheeks on my mouth.
I got some skid marks in some of my pants, though. I got some buildup.
Post shower, pajama pants. What's happening right now? Would you rather be a flamingo or a hippopotamus?
Flamingo, bro. They're so vibing. They just be like...
No, you know what they look like, dude? They look like they're training with Mr. Miyagi.
Just all the time. Bro, flamingos are such cool animals.
Are they?
You know that they're only pink when they're, like, trying to mate and stuff? Otherwise, they're, like, crystal clear white?
I don't know about that, but you keep telling
me
about
it. No, look it up on the internet.
I'm not.
Oh, I'm so glad we have internet now.
I'm not going to look it up. Watch this. Hold on. Flamingo facts.
Okay, well, what is this a new segment?
No, yeah, we're doing facts on flamingos.
Yeah, every episode, flamingo fact.
Yeah.
Let me chase you with the new one. Yeah, look, they're white. I told you.
No.
There are 6. Wait.
We got an ad or something. Adult flamingos are 4 to 5 feet. Yeah, so you can probably look them right dead in the eye. 4 to 5 feet tall. But only weigh between 4 and 8 pounds.
That's what we're doing.
That's kind of astonishing body density.
Or lack thereof.
Flamingos tend to congregate.
That's a big word. Take your time.
It's very far away.
Okay. You're wearing
so
glasses.
Far away.
You have no excuse when
flamingos
you're wearing glasses.
Flamingos tend to congregate in mud flats or lagoons. I want interesting facts, not just facts.
Hey, well, you didn't type in interesting facts. You looked up flamingo facts.
Did you know the color pink comes from the beta carotene and the crustaceans and the plankton that they eat?
Why are you going to say that like it's information you already knew?
Because they don't change color when they mate. They change color based off their diet.
No, look it up, bro.
I just looked it up.
I know for a fact that I'm right.
Did you know that the flamingos have black feathers on them?
Stop saying stuff like you knew the information prior to looking it up.
Did you know that flamingos have black feathers on them, but you only see them when they're flying because they're under their wings? Interesting. Because they're under their wings.
Okay, here's something for you. Are you familiar, like, how familiar with Pokemon are you? Like, did you play it growing up at all?
I didn't play it.
Okay, when you think of Pikachu, how do you picture him? Like,
how do you get Pikachu on a bus? Pokemon.
It's Pokemon. Pokemon. When you think of Pikachu, I need you to focus. Okay, it's a funny joke, bro. It's a funny joke. When you think of Pikachu, how do you remember? Like, describe him. Just go ahead.
Yellow lightning bolt.
Yep. Okay.
Hockey stick tail.
Yep. Perfect. Describe more his tail for me.
Hockey stick.
Okay. Colors. What color?
Yellow.
Yep.
With some other color.
Okay. Where's the other color?
It's dark.
Yep. Where?
It's around the tail.
Yeah. Do you remember? Look. Can you look up for me? I love this new feature. We need to figure out how to put it on the podcast. We finally just screen recorded. Look up Pikachu Mandela effect.
How do you spell Pikachu?
P-I-K-A-C-H-U. Mandela effect. Yeah, right there.
Here we go. Pikachu Mandela effect.
Just go to images.
Images.
Okay. Do you remember top left one? Do you remember it? Or go to the fourth one ever.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Do you remember it being the left or the right?
I guess the left.
Yeah, no, it's the right.
Okay.
This doesn't really mean much to you because you didn't play Pokemon. Okay. But bro, growing up, I remember it like the one with the black tip. And so many other people do.
Okay. But it wasn't like that.
But it wasn't like that.
He wants me my phone fall over.
But the only explanation is that we live in a parallel universe. But we're going to get into it more later. We might have a whole segment about the Mandela effect because I really want to talk about it. All right, bro. Looney Tunes.
Okay.
Okay. How do you spell Looney Tunes?
L-O-O-N-E-Y. Tunes.
Okay. How do you spell Tunes?
T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah, what? Okay, I remember it T-O-O-N-S, like cartoons, like Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes. But no, it's T-U-N-E. Why do you know that?
Because I probably watched it.
All right, Berenstain Bears.
What is that?
Bro, I can't. Nothing will affect your Mandela effect because you don't remember anything the way that people remember. All right, in Star Wars, what's the famous quote by Luke Skywalker? Or to Darth Vader, to Luke Skywalker?
At the end. Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's Luke. No, I am your father. He never says Luke.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, it's wrong, bro.
No.
What's the famous quote from Cinderella with the mirror on the wall?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Not real. It's magic mirror on the wall. They say magic mirror on the wall, not mirror, mirror on the wall, but everybody remembers mirror, mirror.
So we're in an alternate universe.
That's what I'm saying.
What else you got?
You can probably look them up. there we go. There's the Kit Kat does not have the dash between the kit and the cat.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like you should be more like shocked by this stuff. Fruit Loops is spelled F-R-O-O-T. Look,
this is how I remember Pikachu, actually. I saw this one. This is how I remember it.
Yeah, that's not right.
Well, I'm just saying that's how I remember
it. Yeah, I remember
not,
it like that too.
Not that one.
Okay, that same one. Thing. Whatever.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, thanks for that. If you had to fight and tame a velociraptor or a pterodactyl, which one you doing?
Pterodactyl. That's no good. That's no pterodactyl.
Why?
They fly.
You have to fight it first.
Yeah.
To tame it.
Okay, either way.
Like, you have to win the fight to be able to, okay.
Yeah, I'm losing the fight probably regardless.
Are you? Because I'm not losing to a velociraptor.
A velociraptor.
I'm not losing to it, but
they're carnivores.
Have you not seen?
You're basically a herbivore.
Jurassic Park.
You eat nuts.
I don't eat nuts. Jurassic Park.
I understand.
You seen it?
Yeah.
That they were in there, and they so easily hid from the velociraptor.
Hey, it's a movie night.
It was in a kitchen. What did they hide in the freezer or something?
It's a movie.
I'm just saying, as soon as he turns his back, I'm...
Nick.
I'm choking him out, bro.
It's a movie, bro. In real life, that velociraptor's coming at you 100 miles an hour. Like that. Ow, dude, why would you do that? Wow.
I'm already in the fridge.
You really need to wear shin guards.
I'm already in the fridge at that point. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
I'm in the fridge.
But bro.
So what are you ramming into the fridge?
Okay, why are you so scared of a pterodactyl?
Me?
Yeah.
Unpredictable.
How do you know? You've never seen
one, bro. Velociraptor just like...
Just be like...
Stop him. He's done. What are you gonna do? One uppercut. One time, dude.
Yeah, why would you not take that? It seems like the easier fight.
No, one I just thought. Try to uppercut me. Not legit.
Are you telling me a pterodactyl would be an incredible boxer?
No, I'm a velociraptor. No, wrong way.
Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to
me. I was just saying, man. I don't know the answer. I lost the book, though. Where's the question book?
Oh, it's over here. So you would take velociraptors, what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I can beat a velociraptor.
But no, I'm saying, like, when you tame it, that's the one that you want as a pet?
I'm just saying that's the only option for me to tame. I'm not going to be able to tame the pterodactyl, so I'm just going to lose the fight, so I can't ever tame it, so I'm going to go with the option
where I can win. Just because a pterodactyl is a better boxer than you.
No, because they can fly. I cannot fly.
Yeah, so that seems like you would want to tame that.
You won't be able to win.
Says who, bro?
You'll never be able to tame it because you can't win the fight.
Clip his wings.
You got to get him first.
Just bite his wings.
Could you run into a wall fast enough you could turn into a chicken?
Excuse what? Say it one more time. I have no idea. I heard run into a wall and turn into a chicken. What did you say?
Could you run into a wall fast enough that you turn into a chicken?
Okay, yeah, no, I heard you right then, I guess. What?
Could you run into a wall fast enough that you turn into a chicken?
Slowly and you repeat it back to me from right. Can I run into a wall fast enough?
You turn into a chicken.
Then I turn into a chicken.
Yeah. You morph.
No.
It's like platform 9 3/4, dude.
What? Where'd you get this question from?
TikTok told me.
You know, like, okay.
TikTok asked this to ask us that.
You know how, like, you know how, like, you have atoms in your body?
That's a good rooster. Yeah.
You have atoms in your body?
Well,
yeah.
And I thought you were still with Ashley, but.
I looked at cells, bro.
Oh, okay.
The atoms in your body, yeah. And how none of them technically touch, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah. So they're saying, like, if you. Technically, mathematically, if you kept punching a wall,
you'll turn into
forever,
a wall.
Forever? Like, one of the times when you punch it, like, if you did it for millions and millions of years, your hand would just go through the wall. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying it's a theory out there. Oh, and technically, according to science, okay, according to science, it is possible within the realm of physics that my hand could go through the wall without breaking it, just because my atoms would go between all the other atoms
and that's and physics. Morph.
And that's physics.
That's physics, or that's Marvel. Was it a movie? Did you see it in a movie?
Yeah.
What color would you be if you were a fish?
Wow. I don't. Yeah. I want to. I really want to like wait for my answer, because when I say it, it's like that's written in stone. Like I can't change it.
What color would you be if you were a fish?
I'd be like dark blue.
Blue green.
Hide.
I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. If I was green.
At first, my mom went, rainbow fish. You ever watch that?
You're going to be a rainbow fish.
Yeah, you read that book?
I think I know what you're talking about.
With the scales?
I know what you're talking about.
And he lost all the scales. But he had
I don't remember it, but I know what you're talking about.
Real sad story. Real, real sad story.
I'm blue. If I was green, I would die. Or like, I'd be blue-green.
Or like orange or gold.
I would be a gradient of blue to green.
No, I would go gold, like goldfish, because then I know I'm probably
Why are goldfish gold when they're clearly orange?
No, they're gold.
What?
They have a hue of gold.
Who hueing?
Yeah.
Hue?
Do you think they named oranges before carrots?
Hue's fish is gold. Oranges before carrots?
Yeah, like the food. They're like, oh, what should we name this we're one?
They're like in the back to back. They're like, call that one oranges. Oh, crap! We already. What are we gonna call this one? They're just like, I don't care it.
I don't care it.
I don't care it.
Next one. This one's great. Oh great.
We're on it something.
We're on there somewhere, dude. What was the question?
What color would you be if you were a fish?
Yeah, gold. Because then I would be domesticated.
I would be a gradient of blue to green.
I would be very well taken care for about a week, and then they would forget to feed me. Algae would cover my bowl, and then I would die a slow, painful death. So I'm picking goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, like you have to deal with the ocean, bro. Like that seems like a lot of responsibility as a fish. The ocean's so big. Like, where do fish live? Do they have like a house?
It's vast. You seen the movie Luca?
Luca? No, I heard it was good though. It's a new one out. Yeah,
I watched it in bits and pieces. Many times, different bits and pieces.
Yeah, is it good?
From the bits and pieces that
did you piece it together in chronological
no,
order?
No, I have about a 30 to 45 minute section I haven't seen at all.
That's like me with Forrest Gump. I've never seen it all the way through.
I've seen the first 30 minutes a lot.
Of Luca. What about Forrest Gump?
Brad Trump.
See, I think I've seen all the pieces of it. No, the Dr. Pepper part. The ping pong part.
The war part. I don't remember.
Legs blown off part.
I don't remember.
The lights a box of chocolate part.
I don't remember. Might have to rewatch. Might have to rewatch that one.
We should watch it together. On our new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Curious George never had a tail, dude.
Where is he?
In the bottom middle.
I don't see him.
Look. Right above the
Monopoly. Oh, there he is.
Never had a tail. Ever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Monopoly guy? Never had a monocle.
No.
That's the one that you remember?
No.
You remember him with the monocle?
He has a monocle.
No, look it up. See? The bottom there?
No, he has a monocle.
No, he does not. And I finally found one for you. Thank God.
No, the Monopoly guy has a monocle.
He does not have a monocle. He never has. He's never had a monocle.
He has a monocle every time I've ever seen him.
He's never had one. We live in a parallel universe. I also remember the monocle. It doesn't exist.
The monocle exists.
You remember it.
I've seen it.
Look it up.
I've seen it every time.
Look it up.
Okay.
Look it up, dude.
I think my mouse is dead.
You just gotta take my word for it, then.
I'm connected. Alright. Is anyone...
Monopoly Man. Let's go to Images or something.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, dude. I bet he's got a monocle.
Bet he doesn't. I bet you see not one monocle. How's it feel? Welcome to the alternate dimension.
When did we cross over?
I'm assuming sometime in 2012 with the Mayan calendar.
2012.
Yeah, that's when it started. Just slowly morphing into the next dimension. Okay, you laugh, dude.
I laugh.
Keep on laughing.
Yeah. Keep on laughing, dude.
You're the one laughing.
I'm on board.
All I'm saying, never had a monocle.
What else?
That's proof right in front of you, dude.
What else?
Just look up the list of them, dude.
How do you list them?
Just look up Mandela effect. So the whole effect's from Nelson Mandela.
Okay, tell me.
Nelson Mandela, people remember him dying in prison, but he never died in prison. And then he actually got out and then died after he got out of prison. But people swear
when he died in prison.
Huh?
When was he born?
I don't know. I don't remember that because that was before my time. Or like before I paid attention to news and stuff. 40 Mandela effects that will blow your mind.
Okay.
Okay, he's never had a tail.
Curious George never had a tail.
Okay, this is the worst. What is this? View gallery, I guess.
No, it's 40 photos. Is that really what I gotta click?
Yeah, I guess. All right, Nelson Mandela. All
right.
Now, let's skip that one. I always remember Jif peanut butter. Some people remember Jiffy. I only remember Jif.
Creamy Jif.
Creamy Jif! Yeah.
I wonder if it was ever Jiffy.
No, it never was. People remember
Jiffy. In my head, I wonder.
In my head, I only remember Jif, but... All right, next. Looney Tunes, talk about that one.
That one I got.
I remember on the left. I remember Tunes, because it was cartoons.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just...
Berenstain Bears, that's really popular.
Like, you literally said these in order. What, did you look at it last night?
No. This is more old conspiracy, dude. I've been on this train. The Berenstain Bears one, though, people remember it was S-T-E-I-N, but it's actually Berenstain Bears.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sex in the City, Sex and the City. I don't remember that one.
Okay.
Febreze?
What about it?
I think the amount of E's in it.
You might use stuff every day? Oh, yeah, it's the amount of E's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably thought it was
two E's. I feel like that's just because that's how you spell breeze. It's like two E's.
Oh.
One of the most...
Oscar Mayer.
There's an A in Oscar Mayer.
Oh, I always thought it was an A.
Okay. Well, there is an A, wait. So.
No, it's the opposite. We thought
it was... No, there is an A in Oscar Mayer.
I always thought it was an A. So that one's normal?
Yeah.
So I didn't cross over.
All right, Skechers.
What about
There's it? No T in Skechers.
Oh, really? I always thought there was a T.
All right, Fruit Loops.
Oh.
It's the right one, not the left one.
It is the right one?
Yeah.
I thought it was the right one.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, that dude that holds the turkey in the painting never holds the turkey in the painting.
I never heard of that painting anyway.
All right. Monopoly
the
Man.
Monocle thing.
Pikachu.
Yeah, I totally... No, I know there's no Dash in Kit Kat. Who thinks there's a Dash in Kit Kat?
Everyone?
No, I never thought that. This is how I remember Pikachu.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Yeah, but looking at this, this looks also how I remember him.
Oh, that one's crazy. Fruit of the Loom does not have a basket. Isn't that one crazy?
I don't know.
It's always just been a bunch of fruit.
Makes more sense. It's not basket of Fruit of the Loom.
A basket of Fruit of the Loom.
Cheez-Its. Cheez-It. Yeah, it's Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Double stuff. Wait, what? What's the question?
There's only one F in stuff.
Oh, I just don't know that I've ever even looked.
Wait, what? Okay.
What is going on? Do you guys know any of this stuff?
Alright.
Mona Lisa did what? Smile? She's smiling or not smiling?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's that?
That's C-3PO. I never watched Star Wars. He actually has a silver leg.
I never watched it. Flintstones, I think I watched that. Flintstones? Yeah, duh.
No, I thought it was Flintstones.
Flintstones?
The Flintstones?
Yeah, the Flintstones.
I guess that makes sense because, like, Flint of a fire.
I'll make you a bear rock.
All right. I don't know what that is.
What? Life is like a box of chocolates. I actually said, if you listen closely, life was like a box of chocolates.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. That's crazy because he's only like, what, 40 in it?
They never even...
Mirror, mirror on the wall. It's a big one. It's a magic mirror. Luke, I am your father. It's really no, I am your father.
Run, you fools.
I never watched those movies. I never watched Lord of the Rings, so I don't know that. You okay?
No, he said run.
No, it says fly.
He said run. Hello, Clarice. Hello, Clarice. Okay. Mr. Rogers theme song.
That's who you look like, dude. You could be the modern day Mr. Rogers.
So we got time for today.
No, we got to start out 4 minutes. Do you hit me one more?
I'm out of questions.
Are you? Just burp or fart. It's mostly spelling errors. Yeah, do you remember that movie with the Shaq?
Did you know Smokey Bear is not called Smokey the Bear? Oh, what? People had no recollection of the...
But some of these are wild. Some of these are real dumb and just like spelling mistakes that people didn't realize, but...
So Neil Armstrong, they're just saying like nobody even knew that he died? Like it was never even brought up? He died. Billy Graham. February 2018, oh yeah.
Alright, some of these are dumb, dude.
Yeah, I got none. Patrick Swayze.
What's wrong with Patrick Swayze?
Leo DiCaprio.
Alright, everyone. So is that enough proof for you to agree that we're in an alternate dimension?
Nope. I'm gonna need more proof, because most of those I didn't remember anyway. And most of them... There was a couple. Literally one or two.
That's enough proof for me, dude.
That's enough proof. The Monopoly man was just, that was enough. I mean, that man was wearing a
monocle. But what you were thinking of with the monocle was Mr. Peanut.
Prove it.
Mr. Peanut wears a monocle.
Does he?
Sure does.
Interesting. So you just clarified for me.
Someone says, is Nick okay? All right, here's the last question for you, dude. Would you rather not have a set of top teeth or not have a set of bottom teeth?
Obvious. Not have a set of bottom teeth.
Now you can tell like this.
And you can still smile. See? My bottom teeth crooked anyway. I ain't got to show them, you know what I mean?
I feel like it'd be easier to talk like this.
Since when?
Since forever.
That's all we got time for today. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got some stuff. Some Patreon stuff.
Oh my god, is he doing it?
Some merch stuff.
Okay, let me watch this.
See you.
No. You gotta... Okay, when they get the merch, where do they go?
Feelsright.shop.
What can they get on there?
Hats and hoodies and T-shirts.
Okay, that's good. And the Patreon, what's the deal with that?
You can support us if you'd like to on our Patreon account.
And like, is there only like one tier? Like,
there's multiple tiers. We have one tier for $1 that you don't get anything but supporting us.
You did great.
They go up. The other tiers go up from there. Speaking of, we need to post some exclusive content on there very, very shortly. So we will be doing that. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you. Love you. Bye.